Adrian, following your writing career, of course, after the Orion Mystery, you moved into the Mayan Prophecies.
That's right, yeah.
Did that 2012 date perplex you as much as it continues to perplex me?
I think it perplexes all of us, really, doesn't it? Yeah, I mean, what perplexes me most is we had these guys, these Mayans, right, who were inscribing monuments and putting dates on them. Right, they're date stamping everything they do. They build a pyramid, they put a date on it. They put up a stela, they put a date on it. But the dates that we have don't go back further than maybe 100 BC. And yet their calendar is talking about its start happening in 3114 BC.
Mm-hmm.
So what was going on in those other 3,000 years, you know? It's a bit like we started, say, in 1,000 years' time, we suddenly started talking about, oh yes, it's 2003, yeah, reference to the birth of Jesus. But we had never talked about that before. You know, it's very, very odd. You know, why would they be doing this? Suddenly dating their monuments with a reference point 3,000 years before their own civilization. And nobody had used any dates before that. And then you look the other way, and they're talking about the end of the age, the end of their age, in 2012, which would be sort of 1,500 years after them. Of course, they didn't know that it was going to be after them, but looking way, way in the future. So these Mayan people are building these monuments, were sort of putting dates on in the middle of a cycle, 3,000 years after the start, at least 1,000 years before its end, and they're using this date. It's very, very peculiar.
Now, how do we know they were talking about the end, 2012? Maybe it was just, you know, the calendar ended and something else picked up.
Well, basically, the way that they used their dates, they counted in 20s in their numbers. They counted 20 days, 20 months, or 18 months to make a year. 18 months of 20 days makes 1 year. 20 years, and then 20 years, and then 20 of those. And they build up to these sort of very long periods of 144,000 days, making what they called a baktun. And then they count 13 of those to make an age. And we know that they were thinking in those terms because they've put those numbers on their monuments. And they, when they dated their monuments, they would say, you know, the start of the age was such and such,
mm-hmm.
and then so many thousand years later, you know, the king did this. Yeah, so they actually dated their monuments with reference to the start. Or else they look at the end, and they say the world is going to end in such and such a day. 1,000 years earlier, before that, so-and-so did this. So we know that they were thinking in those terms. And, yeah, you could say, well, okay, so what? You know, ends of 13 baktuns, and then we start another period. But they themselves claimed that at the end of each of the eight previous ages had been some kind of cataclysm and a new start, a new sun, as they call it. So we do have to take this seriously, I think. Did they know something that we don't?
How would they know?
Well, this is a very good question, isn't it? I mean, either somebody told them, or they were clairvoyant, or, you know, they had some kind of premonition, you know, about it, or they had, their science was superior to ours. This is kind of how we have to think. But they were certainly thinking, I mean, we tend to think of time as being linear. Yeah, we count forwards and we see the arrow of time going forwards and we think in terms of progress, that things get better and better as you go on. But that's not how people thought in the past. They used to think of time as being cyclical, that what's happening now has happened before, you know, in a different way. And so if you can know where you are in the cycle, then you can predict what's going to happen next, because it's going to be like what happened next last time. So that's kind of how you have to start looking at these things. And this is how people like the Chinese used to think. It's how people in the West used to think at one time. So they were thinking cyclically, and they're thinking, you know, there's been previous ages, and the age, you know, begins, and then things get better, and things grow, and civilization rises, and numbers of people increase. And then there's a cataclysm, and you all have to start again. And that's kind of how they were looking at things. And, you know, we are seeing some of what they expected to happen happening. So you just had a report on the radio just now about another earthquake. Well, you know, people have been talking about this massive volcano, I believe, in Yellowstone Park.
Oh, my God, yes, that could go at any time.
And everybody's worried about that. I was telling them about this in South Africa, you know, they'd never heard about this, that there was this massive volcano.
And it's huge. It could be, I mean, its effect worldwide, Adrian, could be devastating.
Exactly, and we know that, for instance, there's always the possibility that we might be hit by an asteroid. And, you know, we can see from the fossil record that there have been extinction events in the past, you know, when wiped out all the dinosaurs or whatever. So the idea that we're just going to carry on nicely, you know, driving our cars to work every day and, you know, buying our food from the supermarket is naive. You know, we've got to expect that there are going to be times of turmoil and change. And we've got to prepare for it. So perhaps these benign people are trying to warn us that something was going on. And something's going down there, as you would put it.
Now, when you talk about, you know, are they clairvoyant? Are they psychic? Did someone tell them? A couple of theories, of course, abound. One is this planet has some kind of cyclical situation with it where every certain amount of years something major happens. There's always that possibility. If they were told something from above, I mean, would they actually have been told, you know, in 2012, an asteroid hits you or something like that? I don't think that would be the case, do you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they were told something of that sort. But, you know, you've got to remember, these guys were shamanistic. They used to use all sorts of herbs and so on. They would go into kind of trance states, and they would have chats with their ancestors. I don't know if you've studied Linda Sheila's books at all.
Yes.
She writes a lot about the Maya and how they would carry out these sort of bloodletting rituals so that they could invoke their ancestors and presumably receive guidance from them. So that might be one method. I mean, if you could communicate with the other world, as it were, maybe the other world can give you some advice and say, hey, you know, something's going to happen in 2012.